Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. We're back again.
Hello.
We're back again.
Hi. One gal and some married friends.
Ooh, that's us.
That's us, right? We're married. We haven't gotten divorced yet. It's been a couple weeks.
Shit, so far so good.
And you have some time for an annulment if you really wanted them.
You know what? I think it's actually to the day been 1 month.
Congratulations to us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
Did you ever think we'd make it this far?
How long? I don't understand annulments. Because from when I was younger, I thought an annulment meant you didn't have sex yet.
Ooh.
That was a myth.
Because once you have sex, you
then
can't
it's like,
get
then
it reversed.
Consummated the marriage.
So far, we can still get it reversed.
This is a half-facts explanation, but based on what you told me when you guys were doing your prenup, where it was like there has to be enough time and there's this and that, I think Britney Spears got annulment to one of her weddings. Like, there are routes you can take as far as claiming you were under duress.
Yeah.
Or made a decision, you know, if you were under the influence, that could kind of nullify a marriage. And annulment is sort of that, right? Like, done under strange circumstances, like,
and it has to be like somewhat soon after the wedding.
You have to do it. I think it's state to state. They have different laws. Sometimes it's like a month, sometimes it's a year. Don't quote me on any of this, but I know that it varies. And depending on your argument, an annulment can be granted based on any number of circumstances.
So you're saying I can still get out of this?
Yeah, he's really trying to find an excuse to get out.
Yeah, Jared, you really want to be on the singles
God,
market.
Please help.
He's blinking twice.
Oh, I was doing Morse code with my eyes.
Oh, SOS?
Yeah, you totally know Morse code.
S-O-S.
S-O-S.
There you go. So last week we tried to do a recap and we ran out of time so quickly. So I thought today could be more of a dedicated recap. We'll still go into the day a little bit and then we can just like get right in because so much shit happened that we have to talk about.
Yeah.
And we need time to do it.
How far do we get? Or do you want to do the day first?
Well, we'll
I think
do.
We just got to Paris in the last
episode.
Oh,
shit. We're not
we
even
didn't
to
even
the good
get
stuff.
To the venue.
No, we
yet.
Just like flied into
We didn't
Paris.
Even get to our rental car to
no.
get
oh,
us.
Oh my God, the saga.
There is a whole situation. You know what? Maybe we'll even forego the day. I'm just going to, yeah, maybe we'll forego everything and we can just kind of get into everything.
Okay.
But I do want to tell everybody about our Patreon. If you're on our Patreon, you are watching this on video, or maybe you're not, but there is video on Patreon, including so many other fun little bonus things. Like what, Alexis?
Like a full episode per week of a true crime case that we are fully researching and delving into. So you're getting 4 extra episodes per month. Like Jack said, you're getting video and Killing Time, and you're also getting ad-free episodes. And when we do 2-parters, you're going to get them both at the same time. You won't have to wait the week for the second part.
There's lots of stuff going on.
We yeah. love it over there.
Over on Patreon.
What a blast.
What a blast. Okay, so I think we might as well just dive right into where we left off because we basically just got us getting to France.
Right.
Do we want to talk about... We did Pink Mama. We did... Okay, that's where we left off at Pile Driver or Pile Head.
Whoa.
Pile face. Pile face.
When I think we did a translation where it means like
69 or something.
Yeah. It's something to that effect. And it might not be the exact same translation, but it was like,
it was definitely a sexually,
or like heads and tails.
Yeah.
Or
that's what it was.
69, or there was some implication there.
What's
heads
that?
And tails, I think, is what it meant.
Okay.
Pile face.
Yeah. Pile driver.
But it was like it was a sexually charged bar.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
especially once we all showed up.
Yeah. Then it was just a big orgy.
Sickness.
They were like, we might need to shut this place down.
Yeah. You know us.
Yeah.
The bartenders were thrilled.
Yeah. They were thrilled. We also did like a cute little sunset at the Eiffel Tower.
So
it was
fun.
Adorable.
I'm so glad we did that.
Yeah. It was really cute. We all took really cheesy ass kissing videos in front of the Eiffel Tower when it lit up.
I have a confession.
I've gotten a lot of hate about those on social media.
Really?
Yeah, from incels.
A lot of people kept saying like unfollowed, right? Like,
no,
how dare you
just
have fun.
Incels being really mean.
Saying what?
Sorry, Matt. A lot of incels being like talking shit on Matt. And I'm like,
saying what?
Like just being mean. Like that's your boy. Like just.
Oh, really?
Like incels being like, I'm like, oh, okay. So you like have an internet crush on me. And you're angry that this is my boyfriend.
Whoa.
Like, I got crazy incel hate on, like, my Paris post.
It
was so weird.
I have no male followers.
Now would be a good time to tell you that was my Finsta.
Yeah.
That was me.
To be honest, I didn't think I had male followers either. And I kind of took it as a compliment. I was like, all right. Like,
no, I don't have a single admirer.
But
other
I was
than
like,
Jared.
I was like, you're going to, but it seemed very obvious. It's like, you follow me. And you're going to hate on my boyfriend.
Yeah.
When we're being happy and in love.
Interesting.
Like, seems pretty clear what's going on here.
I just love the internet. It's a great place.
It's healthy.
Wait, what was your confession that you said you had?
That was me commenting on her. Oh,
It was him trolling me.
No. And he had a previous confession.
My confession is I didn't know that every hour on the hour that the Eiffel Tower sparkles.
No, it was every half hour.
Whatever. I didn't know that
so
that was
smart.
It was really cute because we were there through as the sun set. And then at 9:30, 10:30, I don't know until when it all sparkles up, but yeah. I've never been there for like the first sparkle. So it was really cute. Like at 8:59, everybody had their phones up and everybody's watching. And then at 9 o'clock exactly, it just starts like sprinkling, sparkling all the way up.
It was amazing.
I mean,
the Eiffel Tower is so cheesy touristy, but it is beautiful.
Incredible.
Like, it really is such a sweet thing to do.
I would say it was our best event we did in Paris.
I mean
Pink Mama was the best meal we had, but like I think that was the most fun, where like parents came and you did you wore your mom's wedding dress and got some amazing photos, and like I don't know, I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, it was really cute. I'm glad that we did it.
Me too.
I FaceTimed my mom used to live in France.
Really?
And she like cried because I FaceTimed her.
Really?
She was like, that's so nice.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Cute.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, that was sweet. And then I mean, I don't know if there's anything else that really, I mean, we did go to McDonald's in Paris.
McDoinks.
And it was the craziest McDonald's experience I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, we just ate McDonald's about 20 minutes ago.
I know.
Too, so.
Well, it's, yeah.
It's an American delicacy. Okay?
They were only letting two people in at a time.
They had like a bodyguard out.
There was a bouncer.
An event must have happened there.
Recently.
Like there must have been some sort of a circumstance.
Looting or a dangerous event.
Oh, dude. All the craziest shit I've ever seen while being in Europe has been
at a McDonald's.
Or
yeah.
Like a late night like Burger King, or, you know, like that's just where shit goes down. That's why they have bouncers. It gets crazy.
Yeah, there's a bouncer. There was a lot of like, I don't know, walls. They were not letting more than two people in at a time.
Yeah.
And then when you're in there, they didn't let you leave.
No, like, you live there now.
No, I tried to walk out. He's like, no.
Stay with your friend.
Yeah. Stay with your friend. I was like,
they didn't like want you separated from your friend or something.
Yeah.
Like
something funny business. I really am interested to see what happened there because the rules were weird. They weren't just normal like security rules. It was like very
bizarre. You had your McDoink bag, they wouldn't let you leave.
Yeah.
They're like, you're staying in here till your friend's done.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
It was very weird. But anyways, that was.
It was worth it.
It was worth it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know, I know this is controversial, but I fucking hate French food. Like, I really struggle in France. There is only so much cheese and bread I can eat. And trust me, I ate so much of it. But there came a time where I was like, I want a vegetable. I want something healthy. I really struggle with the meat that they have there because I don't eat like
honest
rabbit and
duck
and
turduckins.
It's hard to find. I mean, my palate is not great, so it's hard to find.
You are very American.
Jack-friendly foods. I'm very American. My palate is very American.
Yeah, I don't know. It just, I know there's incredible cuisine within France, and like fine dining is definitely a huge part of the culture, but the bread and cheese level of it, I can only sustain on that for a few days.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond that. I mean, Matt and I talked about it, and he's like works in food. So he's very much like, it's the most overhyped. And this has been going on for decades, you know, hundreds of years, where it's all butter and cream. Of course it tastes good.
Yeah.
But like, what are they eating like for breakfast? You know, that's the thing. It's like, yes.
A croissant, which is
croque madame or croque monsieur or whatever. Yeah, like cheese, ham, butter,
oh, so
cream,
good. Fried. So good.
Everything's doused in butter and cream, but it's like, I can't live like that. Like, no. Americans will die immediately. Eating like that for a long time.
Well, they have an amazing selection of cuisine, but like I was always looking for something specific, and the like beautifully French restaurants didn't serve the food that I was looking for. But that's anytime I travel. I have a very non-refined palate, and I love American food. So that's on me. But
I just want a crunchy salad.
Mm. I know. I didn't have a single salad when we were there, except for that one at Pink Mama that came too late, and then my stomach was too full. I couldn't even get a single vegetable in there. Do we want to talk about the ride down to the chateau?
Yes. Yes.
Alexis's PTSD is coming back.
Somebody else tell it.
Okay. So I booked a big shuttle van as a rental so that when we got down to the property, we could transport people back and forth from there. You know, people had Airbnbs and they had things that were nearby. So I thought the best bet would be to get a big van. Problem is, the van was a manual transmission. The only person between the six of us that could drive it was Alexis.
And Matt.
And
allegedly.
Matt.
No, Matt can't. He did drive it.
Yeah.
He did?
Just not
I could
far.
Too, but...
he did once we got to the property, and like the stakes were way lower.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it when the stakes were
so
high.
Not on a freeway.
Unfortunately, we put Alexis...
But I'm a high stakes gal.
You are.
Alexis was straight into the frying pan. what happened was, we booked the van, we rented the van. We piled everything into the van, and to leave the parking garage, there's a spiral ramp that goes up.
That like four stories.
It's like four stories.
It was almost like an M.C. Escher painting.
So, it's like, I can't believe they would do this to people in cars they're unfamiliar with.
It was very, very confusing.
Yeah.
So Lex is driving. I'm in passenger seat. I'm a shotgun. And
Jack's in the middle
Jack's
of us.
Jack's in the middle between
like
us.
Like a little shotgun. Toddler.
And we're leaving the structure, and there's a sign. There's a red circle with a line through it. And Lex goes, I don't think we should go this way. And I'm like, I think it's fine. That was mistake number one. So we start to climb the ramp. We get about one turn around it, and then I notice that the van's starting to slow down, and the RPMs are like soaring, and the engine's revving. And now I'm starting to smell clutch. And now we're not moving.
And people are also coming.
And now, yeah. And now people are coming at us. And now we're starting to drift backwards, even though Lex has her pedal to the floor. And now the clutch is really getting strong. And so we just panic and we stop.
We're like, A, we're going the wrong way.
I know, Jared,
we're going to an exit.
I know, you're not even talking about the fact that we're going the wrong way.
I did say that. We're going.
But you're not, you didn't actually
tell it. People then started actually coming.
Yeah.
Where we were like.
Now we're sandwiched, basically.
We were blocking traffic. And
luckily, the guy who was coming down the correct way
worked for Avis,
who we rented from.
Bless so. His heart.
Bless him, because we had a rude Avis lady.
Yeah. So he goes, oh, these silly Americans. He hops in, backs us out of the situation.
It was literally like an angel was sent from heaven.
So we go.
An Avis angel.
Thank you so
Avis
much, angel. Sir. And then we go to the correct roundabout to go out, like the big spiral thing to go up. And same thing happens. We get about one floor up and we start stalling out, and it's smelling like clutch again, and things are bad. Lex is driving. We panic.
I did not panic.
No, I said we panic as in I panicked. So you were calm.
You were very cool, calm, and collected.
When anything bad happens, I'm cool. It's only when something stupid happens that I panic.
I lost
my shit.
I'm
like truly indifferent. I get into like very indifferent mode where I'm like, well, this is it.
So I lost my shit because I felt very responsible for the situation. I put you in the situation, and I felt very responsible.
You did not put me in the situation.
I know that you volunteered.
We were all in it together.
So anyways, what ended up happening was we stalled out again on the other ramp.
Badly.
And I jumped out and ran back to the service counter. And I was like, there's something wrong with this van. There's something wrong with this van. And they got a guy to come over to us, and... he throws it in first and just like cruises. He like tests the van, and it's just like driving totally fine. So I'm like, okay, what's up with this? So me Matt and Bill, your dad, are in the van watching him drive it. And I realized that it's a 6-speed and the gear column is different than we're used to back home.
Super intricate way to put it in a first gear, which none of us knew about.
And we did not know this. So
we were putting it in a third.
So this whole thing caused us about an hour and a half of a delay because we honestly just didn't know where first gear was.
And we had pulmonary embolus and stuff.
We like got back to the where we had rented the car because we're like, something's wrong with this car. And then the lady goes, you broke my car.
No, she goes, you broke the van.
You broke the van.
You broke the van, yelling at Jared.
This is your fault.
Because you broke the van.
And she was pointing to this like puddle that was underneath the van that existed before we pulled up the van. So it was like definitely leaking from another car. She's like, you broke the van. Look at all this.
She basically made me think I was going to have to buy them a new van, which thank God I didn't.
And she didn't even look at it. She literally said that like 5 seconds as she came up to the van.
Yeah.
She just
And we're like, no. This is not what's happening right now.
No.
Like.
So after about an hour and a half of this, we get our like, we get our nerves back. We get back in. Lex throws it in the correct first gear. We're on our way down to the chateau.
And then I was an expert.
And then you were just a wizard.
Yeah.
You were chilling after that.
Felt good.
It was very nice.
I knew that you knew. I knew we were missing something. That's why I was paying attention when this guy was cruising us around. But
it was nice. It was like a nice little 3-hour drive to the chateau.
Once we had it going, my self-esteem was up. I was like, I could do this all day.
And you did do it all day.
Yeah.
And then we made it to the chateau. So pretty. It was so beautiful when we got there.
Until we were hungry.
Yes.
Mm. And then we went to the town. And it turns out things are closed between
3 and 7.
2 and 7 or 3 and 7?
Well, the town was closed on Sunday. We were there on a Sunday. The town was basically closed on a Sunday. There were a few restaurants open, but they stopped serving food. We were in the middle of nowhere.
But yeah. I think they closed from 3 to 7 every day. Like, I think
they might between lunch and dinner.
Yeah. They don't close. They just don't serve food.
They stay open and
they serve drinks, but they don't serve food, which we didn't know. So we got there at 3 and we were starving.
And so hungry. And there's no other options to eat. I think that so there's another McDonald's, but that it closed down or something like that. Like, we literally were
even
out.
They close in that time because they're like, we adhere to the traditions here in France.
Yeah, they're like, we need to take a break.
Yeah.
The little siesta.
So no food.
No food. We got back to the chateau. Lex and Matt made us dinner.
We stole a pillow from another room.
Yeah.
We also, our room was fucking incredible, by the way. And I'm so glad we were so close to you guys. The chateau was fucking gorgeous. We also had a squeaky fan. We swapped it with someone else's. Like, we were.
Those are the perks about getting there early.
We were so glad. I was like, we can go around and like not steal, but swap.
But like judge.
Yeah.
We could. We were there first. You don't know that your fan is squeaky. Like, we know that yours isn't and mine is, and we're gonna swap it. And like, you're none the wiser, but we would be the wiser.
I'm proud of you for doing that. You deserved it. You and
it was Kendra and Sam. Sorry, Kendra. Oh. Well, that's just the squeaky fan thing.
Yeah. You and Matt literally saved our lives.
Oh, we love you guys.
Like, we don't know what we would have done without you.
For real.
You were like, so much, like, you guys just helped with everything that you did not need to help with at all. Like,
and then you went on to officiate and Matt was running the iPad while we were up to, like, you guys did, like, everything. Like, for real.
Everything.
It was our pleasure. We're so happy to be there. And, like, it was so much fun and it fucking slapped.
It was really fun.
It was fucking amazing.
So much fun.
And like emotional. And if someone else had done it, I would have killed them. Like, it has to be me.
It has to be you.
If someone else had helped more, I would have been so mad.
I know, but they didn't. And so they.
Who could possibly
compete? Our friends got to live.
I want to talk about the ceremony because obviously you officiated.
Mm.
You did such a great job.
I
you
did.
Were like the sweetest.
You were
I blacked
amazing.
Out.
Did you?
100%. I don't remember a single thing.
Oh my God, amazing.
Because I. You know how those things are.
Yeah.
I totally blacked
out. They're
so
fast.
I thought that I didn't black out, but then I had to read Jared's vows again because we were telling the filmmaker, like, he was asking for like parts of our vows that we thought were the most important.
Right.
I reread them and I fucking bawled my eyes out again. And I was like, I don't remember any of like anything he had said. I remember the quote that we had used in like our little clip where he was like, we used to only say goodbye, but now we say goodnight, which is like so fucking sweet.
Thank God for forever is my favorite.
Oh, so
wait, do you know I don't think you know the story behind it.
No.
I don't think anybody does. Should I tell it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So when Jared and I first started dating, we were like texting and stuff, and he had sent a text because obviously we're long distance, and he said, "Thank God for airplanes." And we're like, I was like, that's such a cute little statement.
Cutie pie.
And we're like, how good, that'd be such a good album name or like a song name. Like, it's very poetic and really pretty. So I had made him like a little coin from Etsy, ordered it on Etsy. It was like a little Etsy silver coin.
Another Etsy situation.
It was a little silver coin and it said, "Thank God for airplanes" on it. And he would keep it in his pocket all the time. And
Jared.
Like my little lucky coin.
Yeah.
Little lucky dollar. Yeah.
We were both very sentimental.
Lucky penny.
And then every year since we started dating, I've made him a new coin.
Oh my God. No wonder you love Etsy, Jared. But you're never going to be able to compete. Sorry.
I know.
So like the second year, I don't remember what the second year was. I had a thank God for adventures, thank God for sunsets, thank God for diamonds when we got engaged. And then for this, obviously, it was thank God for forever.
I love that.
And I tried to get him, like, my ideal thing for a wedding gift was going to be a gold, like an actual real gold coin. So it's like, nice. These ones are like from Etsy, like janky.
But still.
But who cares?
I couldn't find a gold coin. And I was like,
He's ever going to sell a gold coin that says it? Like, it needs to be worth more?
I know. But I just thought it would have been like a nice, whatever. But they didn't have it. And then I was just like searching gifts and I was like, ooh, a pocket watch.
Yeah.
It's like, this is kind of cool.
The pocket watch was such a good move.
We always talk about time. And like I said it in my vows, like my biggest fear is time and time, whatever. And so I was like, this has a lot of relevance in our story. And so on the pocket watch, I said, thank God for forever. And then the coordinates of the chateau. So it kind of like tied everything together with the vows.
It's a good move.
Yeah.
It's a good move.
It was cute. Damn. But
I love it.
But yeah, like doing the vows, we were talking about it earlier and I'm like, that was what I was the most nervous for, just in general, because I hate being publicly vulnerable. Like that's actually my biggest nightmare. But like when it came down to do it, I was actually really excited and not nervous at all. Like I zoned in on his face and I'm like, this is for you. I don't care about anybody here. And that was kind of it.
The vows were easy once we got going.
Yeah, that was like the easy part. Yeah.
I sensed no nervousness and I wasn't either. Like even I was standing up there before he got there, I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
There was no pressure. Like it felt really like the culmination, like very effortless, exciting.
Our wedding was small. It was 58 people, including us, so 56 guests. And you really see how small it is when you're at the ceremony. Yeah. Like,
because the chairs like clumped together, it looks like nothing.
It looks like nothing. It looked like nobody was there. I was like, are we missing people?
No, it looked. That's not how I don't know. It felt big the whole time to me.
Well, it felt so small. Well, also like walking down the aisle, I'm like, there's no aisle to walk down. Like the aisle's like 10 feet long because there's only like four rows of chairs.
It was perfect.
I think it was perfect too, but it's funny just noticing how small it is, how small of amount of people that is when you're actually there and everybody is like together.
Yeah. I've been seeing all sorts of like wedding. I don't know why I'm in some algorithm. And they're like, they call them, I think like under 100's like a micro, like, or what do they call the micro weddings?
Oh, really?
Or
well, micro, I thought was like 20 people. I thought those were what people are doing.
No, I think
COVID.
Like 50's micro.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it is really small.
It didn't feel that small. I mean, even at the after party, felt huge to me with the emotions.
I don't know about huge, but
like huge. I thought it was perfect because I mean, obviously I had such a hard cutoff with guests that I'm like, I didn't need anybody else other than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was funny like walking down the aisle.
That was amazing.
Like, oh, it seemed very.
And you looked fucking gorgeous.
Dude.
And you looked amazing, Jared.
Lex, you looked awesome too.
I know. Mm. So many people are commenting about your power suit.
Really?
Loved the power suit.
You know, I posted the video of everybody, of all of our friends and like the rainbow. And there's so many comments being like, oh, Lex fucking killing it in the power suit, Lex, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't think people
know that I changed.
Knew that you changed and the That's reason okay. why you were wearing it, but it still like looked amazing.
I'll take either. Like it doesn't, I love that. I'm like, in hindsight, I'm like, maybe I should have stayed in it.
I know.
You know, because I like, what happened was I put my other dress on and the zipper fucking exploded and I had it tailored very specifically. And I'm like, how could this happen?
Yeah.
And our surgeon friend took his little forceps and sewed me into it.
So
like
insane.
A fucking hero. So
that's amazing.
I mean, I didn't have an outfit change, but in hindsight, I'm like, I should have stayed in the suit. It was because it was comfortable. It was awesome.
The suit was awesome.
And after we were all fucking raging in the
after
party.
Yeah.
We all changed anyway.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Uh-oh. She's got some kind of a prop.
I was going to say, I know. I came back in shorts. I was like, this is so hot.
Oh, I had to change after my out of my reception look that I had just put on.
For you.
Oh, yes. My God. Amazing.
For you.
All right. So we're putting on. So
Jared, those flip up.
Oh my God. Amazing.
How do I look?
Good.
Perfect.
So for we, so we basically, okay, I'm going to describe this for anybody that's not watching video. For the reception, I had a very specific vision in my head. I wanted everybody to do epic karaoke, which we did. And then I wanted everybody to have a prop, a hat, a sunglass,
something,
because a hat really like takes it to the next level. If you have a goofy hat on, you're like, I am now like a different personality.
You feel invincible when you got a nice costume.
You become Freddie Mercury.
You really do.
You become someone else.
Yeah. So I took... obsessed over it, took so much time ordering all these fucking hats on AliExpress. They all got delivered to the chateau in different packages. They got like 50 packages of hats.
Yep.
And we're wearing those right now. I'm wearing a lobster hat. Jared's crab. Wearing lobster or crab hat. Jared's wearing crab sunglasses, glasses, and Alexis is wearing a little turkey.
Drumstick legs.
Those, that was one of my favorite ones.
That's
that
the
I got.
Best.
That's why I had to keep it. I was like,
so
our bags are overweight, and I like shove these in, and Matt's like, is that necessary? I'm like, 100%.
Of course.
You're like,
it is,
I am
Matt.
Not letting go of these.
We
ever.
Have to keep them at the office.
Yeah, they're cute.
I was like, a prop. Look at this right now. Are you sort of reliving?
Well, and also we're getting into the Halloween season.
That's
like,
right.
We're kind of in theme.
Dude, you guys could be like a little crab and a fisherman.
Yeah.
I think the
hardest
part,
crab fisherman would be fucking funny.
That is a good costume.
I don't hate that. I think the hardest part of leaving the wedding was seeing the shelves of all the hats that we had, knowing we could only pick a couple to bring back.
I know. We didn't even bring back any.
We had so many.
I have
the
captain's
40.
Hat. I don't think I brought the captain's hat back from Europe.
Yeah.
But I'm pissed you guys couldn't bring your big styrofoam hats. But you have one that's exactly like the one.
I do. I have the big
one. We have
one
here. We'll get it for the next episode.
We'll get it for the next one. No, so when Jared and I got engaged and I had like a panic attack, Jared showed up wearing this like massive foam cowboy hat to like make me laugh, and it really worked. So to pay homage to that, I got us big styrofoam cowboy hats for the wedding.
Jack, they were perfect.
They were really cute. I had like a white, like rhinestone sequiny kind of hat.
All I gotta do is self-deprecate. It works every time.
It does work every time.
You make fun of yourself, no one can be mean to you.
Yep.
That's right.
I mean, they'll be like, yeah, me too. And it's like, I'm already being mean, bro. You lost your power.
You can't be meaner than I am to myself.
No.
So,
but the hat is just, well, I guess it's not mean, but it's just goofy. And
it's self-parody.
I turn into a bit of a jester.
Self-satire.
Sometimes.
You are a jester.
I am. I jest.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough, and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree 50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real world, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world, and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
What else happened that day that we want to talk about? Oh, well, the rain.
The parasols?
So my biggest...
The worst storm that France has ever seen.
So my biggest stressor before the wedding, it actually like ruined half of my time, was stressing out about the weather. Mm. It was supposed to rain, then it wasn't supposed to rain, then it was supposed to rain. It was like a whole thing, and I kept obsessing over it. Anyways, we woke up the morning of the wedding, and it was blue skies. I was like, this is a miracle.
Incredible.
Straight from heaven. Like, they knew that I wouldn't be able to handle it if it rained. So it was great. The ceremony, it was... Blue skies.
It was honestly perfect.
So pretty. And then as it turned time for dinner, we were informed that the, quote, worst storm that France has ever seen was billowing in.
AKA like a light sprinkle.
A light rain, you would say.
Light rain.
And we were informed some different, there's a lot of things. Could have started dinner a little bit early, but that's fine, and to avoid it. But we were like halfway through dinner and it finally started raining. And thankfully, I had ordered parasols. Mm. There was a whole fiasco about them getting to the chateau, but they ended up arriving. And it actually ended up being such a beautiful moment where everybody was, we're staying outside and we're eating.
The photos were incredible.
I have some video from it too.
We have a drone shot of all the parasols opening up.
Incredible.
Like the whole table. It's really cool.
Yeah, it ended up being a really pretty moment. Dinner definitely got cut majorly short because of it.
Everyone was ready to dance.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, but it was such a really special moment, and everybody was, and honestly, paper parasols work in rain. I thought the rain was gonna dissolve them.
Nah,
they stayed pretty good.
No, it was great.
Trees are paper, that they're made of trees, and those are some resilient mofos.
That's actually a great quote. Trees are paper.
That's what they're
paper are trees. And then we karaoke'd. I have so many good pictures of Alexis during karaoke.
We did get some good shit.
And some videos. My dad videotaped the entire thing on his camera.
Yeah, he knows what's going on.
And it was,
we have a bill POV for the entire karaoke session.
We do. Jared manned the karaoke station. He MC'd. Thank God. Like, who else can do it?
As I always do.
You're so good at it.
I had a lot of help from our great friend, Jim.
Yeah. Our surgeon friend.
DJ Delicious.
DJ Delicious really stepped up to help me out with that. That was nice.
Yeah, you kept the vibes up, which is good. And then that was pretty much the night of the wedding. It ended up being awesome. I was very calm most of the time. And it was as perfect as it could have been, I feel like.
Do you guys have a favorite moment?
It was, for me, probably the vows. The vowels were just like, it was something that I was like, I really wanted to nail. I like didn't care how most of the other things went. I just wanted that to go well. And I think it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So for me, probably the vowels. And then, I don't know, just watching people like open their notes and stuff was really fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we wrote everybody like very thoughtful, very time consuming.
I almost brought mine. I'm dumb.
We wrote everybody letters that were, Jared and I, it was the thing that took the most time for our wedding.
Yeah.
Like it was literally the biggest time suck, but it was, I think, the most important thing that we did for the wedding because people spent so much time and money to get to France. So we wanted everybody to know how much we appreciated them.
Yeah.
And there was a reason why every single person was there. Like this was not a wedding that it's like, should we invite mom? It was like, I am obsessed with every single person that we had there. And I wanted to let them know that.
Yeah.
And like what we admire about them and our favorite parts of their personality and memories that we've had. So Jared and I sat down and like took a lot of time writing these and made sure that they like really came from the heart and then wrote them all, which took so fucking long. But that was like a really special moment, is just like seeing everybody open them.
That's your thing. You're very like a personalized sort of gal.
Yeah.
Can we talk about some other sort of random like memories from the chateau?
Yeah.
So there was a puppy there.
Oh,
there
was a puppy. He was so cute.
So this puppy was the owner of the chateau. We were just chatting him up because he's like this dapper man who owns the chateau. And he has this puppy running around and the puppy's stunning. And I was like, what is this? He's like, oh, I flew him from Canada. He's a something duck hunter. I don't really know. Cutest puppy I've ever
fucking, hunting dog though.
Cutest fucking puppy I've ever
he
seen.
He was
though.
So cute.
Literally made the trip.
Yeah.
So
floppy.
I bond with this puppy for like a whole day because no one's there yet. That's the day no one's there.
Yeah.
And at one point, we're all like, this puppy's licking our faces and stuff. And at one point, I hear like sounds that sound like it's The Exorcist. And Matt comes over and he's like, that puppy was just wrestling a rat carcass.
Yeah.
So don't like let it lick your face. And I was like, okay, I won't.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he had a rat in his mouth.
Yeah. A dead decomposing
rat.
Carcass.
And yeah. Everyone was trying to get it away from him. And he's
that's
no.
Right. No. Yeah. That was his rat carcass.
Yeah.
But I have more to the story. So I think it was the next day.
It was the day after the wedding.
Day after the wedding. Okay. So the day after the wedding, I'm at the pool with our friend Jenny. And we're like minding our own business. And this puppy is still running around because the French are very like laissez-faire. Like no one was watching this puppy.
No.
It was
no,
just
this
like
dog was running everywhere.
Like,
so we hear like a big gadunk and then a splash. And we see this puppy like in the deep
in
end.
In the pool.
Like maybe drowning.
Like yeah. Learning how to swim possibly yeah. or not.
Yeah.
And so I like run around and I'm like dunk half my body in to like rescue this puppy. And Jenny, our friend, has like a delayed response. And after I've already rescued the puppy, she jumps in fully clothed and is like, is it okay? I'm like, yeah, I've had him out for like 30 seconds.
I didn't know that she jumped in later.
Yeah, I watched that happen. I was like, Jenny, no, because you had already pulled the dog out.
You were there?
Yeah, I saw
perfect.
It happen.
Yeah, Jenny, he was already safe in my arms outside.
That
but Jenny
so
laughs about it. She's like, well, the message didn't, you know, get to my brain till a certain time.
That's
and
exactly
it was delayed.
What happened.
That
she was very
is
delayed
so,
jumping
so
in.
Fucking funny.
What an idiot.
God, dude.
But this puppy kind of made the weekend for me.
I'm glad you
the
saved it.
The puppy was so sweet.
He's perfect.
Oh, he's so cute. So after the chateau, 20 of us, I think, 20 of our friends, basically half of the wedding,
right,
all went to Nice. We did what is now coined the buddy moon.
Well, Matt was right. He said homie moon makes more sense because it's more like honeymoon.
Oh,
homie
that's
moon.
True. I like buddy moon though. I don't know. I like
it's
them both.
Your, it's
whatever.
Your event.
We went on a homie buddy moon. And I think the funniest thing that really started the whole trip is we all were on the same flight. There was only one flight for like every 3 days that was going from Lyon to Nice.
Right.
So we're all taking the same flight the day that we left the chateau. We're all on the airplane in like different seats.
Yeah.
And then I don't know who it was that decided to start doing this, but somebody decided to start airdropping pics to all of our friends. And then it just became like this war that we're all trying to find the most ridiculous photos or take the most ridiculous photos and airdrop them to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, we're all kind of like drinking some Aperol spritzes, feeling kind of funny. And it was, I highly recommend doing that.
Well, and we try, we do this in the game we play sometimes, Pizza Box game, where it's like airdrop to a stranger.
Yeah.
It's really funny if you start doing shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where if you open your airdrop and you're like, who's going to accept it?
Let's send this to Dan right now.
Yeah. Well, Dan in 3B in front of me.
It's also just so, that's like another reason why it's so fun to travel with that many people.
Yeah.
It was like, so fun.
There were always like so many pockets of conversation and crazy shit happening and like people jumping in pools and like there was just always something going on. And I think that made it so much more special having everybody
totally
there.
Well, speaking of that, I think that we had how many? 6 trips to the hospital?
Oh. A lot of hospital visits.
There was a lot of hospital visits in our group of friends. I think one of our friends tallied it up and it was like 10% of the wedding guests ended up going to the hospital.
Just fucking
crazy. For all kinds of different reasons. Like somebody had a hernia, Matt like messed his toe up. Like,
Matt mangled his toe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were jumping off of a boat and he...
No, let's tell the whole story.
Okay.
We were on this catamaran.
Which, by the way, boat day in Nice was probably my favorite day of the entire
time. Incredible. So rad.
One of the most incredible days of my life. And it was a catamaran, so there are netted portions in the front. So you could, like, lay on these nets. We've seen, like, Kardashians do it or whatever. Like, they do this shit on these nets.
They do this shit on these nets.
And I'm laying on the nets. I'm like, Matt, come lay with me. Let's have a romantic moment. He's like, yeah, I'll be there. I just got to jump off the boat with Jared.
But let's tell the whole story. Matt was like the archivist. He was my dad basically on this trip, like documenting everything. Like he was photographing.
So much so that we didn't even really get a chance to get too many photos of you guys because he was always present.
But Matt was also saying he was like, this is like a little bit of like a gift to Jack and Jared.
All these Polaroids.
All the Polaroids. Like he was so fucking sweet.
Yeah.
But like you got to a point where you're like, can't we just spend some time together?
Present.
Yeah.
Sit down. And him and Jared jumped off the boat and he's like, I was like, come now. He's like, just one more jump and I'll be right there. And then I'm like laying there and it'd been like 30 minutes and I was like, I yelled over to Jared's bandmate, Garrett, who was on the other side. I was like, where the fuck is Matt? He's like, Matt's not coming. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, he didn't want you to know, but he really hurt himself.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? Yeah. And like, I erupted. And he's smart because I probably would have like hovered over the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I didn't know either. And I jumped in like
because he didn't want anyone to know.
Yeah. And
because
like,
he's.
But luckily, we had a doctor on board, one of the best doctors in the world.
The same doctor that sewed Alexis's dress up
with his forceps, sewed me right into that MacDougall dress.
So our friend Jim is one of the top oncology surgeons in the entire world. And he saved our lives in many different ways this trip. But one of those ways was he ended up like setting Matt's toenail back
in place. I'll tell you how. Do you guys know?
Yeah, with a rusty nail, right?
Well,
no, not a rusty nail. Didn't he use a needle that he sterilized?
A nail or needle,
it was a needle
that he lit on fire on the boat with the stove to sterilize. And basically, like, the nail ripped off, so they had okay, we talk about true crime. I think we can handle this.
The ripped off nail really goes over the edge.
Well, there's a reason there's a nail on there, because there's nerve endings. So that's why it fucks with all of us. Yeah. Like, it's a deeply painful injury. And he was able, like, the surgeon Jim's intention was to set the nail back so that it would continue to grow correctly.
Yeah.
And when Matt went to the hospital, because he's one of these 6 hospital visits, they're like, hey, whoever did this did a great job. Yeah. We're like, surgeon Jim.
Yep.
Like, yeah, he's one of the top doctors in America.
Jim Griffin. Team Jim.
Love you, Jim.
Dude,
love you, Jim. Not that he listens to this, because he's probably reading a textbook.
He might.
No,
he's studying surgery.
Yeah,
that's why he's so good.
He's literally saving lives. Yeah. And we're sitting here with fucking crab glasses. Chicken,
what do you mean?
Chicken legging.
Somebody's got to entertain the people.
That's right. While they're getting surgery. Too,
we'll send in this clip, okay? Yeah. As a thank you.
You're pretty smart. There was a lot of mishaps that happened. But Nice was so fun. We had been there before, so we kind of like led the activities and stuff like that. We said last episode, Hotel Amour is fucking amazing. Highly recommend if you ever go there. We just like laid on the beach, drank some rosé. We collected sea glass.
Should have brought it. I have buckets of sea glass that I'm going to make a project with.
Oh, you are?
Did you bring it back?
Yeah.
Wow, Lex. I didn't know how you're going
to
do that.
But I might give it to Ken. If
you should.
Like, if I give up, I might give it to Ken. But I love Nice so much that me and Matt were like, if we have a month ever, we're going to come here and rent a place. Yeah. Like, it's one of my favorite places I've ever been.
I knew there was a reason why I wanted to take everybody
there. French Riviera, baby.
It's so
nice. I love
the
Mediterranean.
I love it there so much.
There's nothing better.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I love it.
I want to go back.
What else do we have to talk about? What else happened?
What didn't happen?
I'm trying to think if there...
Well, you guys got married.
Well, yeah, we got married.
How's it feel?
I mean, it feels, like we said, I think it feels normal.
Do you want to retract any of your vows or anything?
No, but I think I might get an annulment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Under what basis, Jared?
I don't know. I just, you know.
Like, you got married under duress?
Yeah, I was kind of coerced.
He's
been begging to get married for... God
You're
knows how
monogamy
long.
King, my guy.
Yeah. Jack said she just wanted to get married for the social posts and stuff.
Yeah, totally. So. I wanted to get married for the clout.
Yeah, the clout.
Yeah, totally.
Totally. We're like, what's that guy in Taylor Swift?
Sometimes I do get clout with Jared when it's like randomly on TikTok and they're like, is that Jared Monaco? That's
from
somebody commented on like one of my like videos recently.
That
was like,
shocking.
It is weird.
That is shocking. Because
it's
to me
not
that
like
that can happen.
It's not like even, is that the dude from the Maine? It's like, is that Jared Monaco?
Mick Monaco?
I'm like, yeah.
Me.
Do you care?
Sometimes I forget that I'm in a band.
I always forget you're like, in a band. I'm literally watching you play, I forget you're in a band.
Sometimes people will say that and I'll be like, yes, this is him.
This is he.
This is him speaking.
Especially is this a scam call?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you haven't played a show in a while.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's what's so weird about it is like, yeah, if you're out of like show mode or like not on tour, like after a little bit, like life just kind of starts to become normal again. So like when it happens, like we were at the Eiffel Tower and this girl came out of the bushes.
Yeah. Was she French?
No, she's American, but she came like out of the bushes. I was like walking my parents in and she goes, congratulations. She's like, I've been following Jack like for so like she just knew that we were there.
Yeah.
And then because she was getting married that same week. But it's just weird. You're not expecting it and then it happens and you're like,
it's always funny when
you feel
it's
bad
like,
for overshadowing her wedding.
If she did, she was very cool about it.
Yeah,
so.
Sure she
no,
was.
She was really cute.
But anyways, I mean, I don't know. I think Nice for me is probably my favorite.
Nice is the fucking best.
It's probably my favorite place in France. Like, I've always had
in the world.
Wow.
It was so special.
I mean, it's up there.
It's a special place.
Yeah.
We saw Bono's house.
We did see Bono's house.
We didn't get to go into Monaco. I was bummed about that.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were going to sail
in. You are Monaco.
I am.
We did have one of the best burgers of our entire life.
Whoa.
Boo Boo.
Boo Boo Burger. If you're ever in Nice, it is. If you're craving a burger, because sometimes when you're traveling, you're up for... and you're eating whatever food, you just want like a pleasure from home.
An American classic, if you will.
And those Boo Boo Burgers, I mean,
Smash Patty.
They might be one of the best. They might be better than In-N-Out.
It's incredible.
I think it's like in that situation too, it's just like...
it's even better.
Such a welcome thing.
Yeah.
You know? Really, really good. Highly recommend.
You do Avec Extra Cheese.
Ooh.
That's with?
Avec?
Avec.
And Avec... caramelized onions.
What's without?
Sans. Anchois is so not anchovies.
Oh.
Which is what you have to say for
all the time.
Almost everything else.
No anchovies.
Sans. Unless you're me. I'll eat them.
Jared ate a fucking huge
plate
of anchovies.
You were a fucking octopus.
Where was
you
that?
Will just like shove anchovies.
Yeah, I don't care. I grow extra arms at dinner and I just start eating everything.
Where was that you ate so many anchovies? Oh, yeah.
But then on the beach, we got those. We were in Antibes.
Mm-hmm.
Antibes. We got these crispy anchovies and you're just sitting over there like a fucking crawfish eating them all.
Smash through
that. That's where it was when we were on the beach in Antibes. Yeah.
Wait, was I?
Yes.
You
had a bowl of sardines.
Crispy sardines.
Oh, hell yeah. Those were so good.
Yeah. I mean, they are good. They're very salty.
I'm not into it.
Don't rob yourself.
I had them
of
once in Spain and then never again because the eyes freak me out.
The whole body thing.
A little
thing,
too honest.
The whole body thing is a lot for me.
Yeah. Okay. I don't need the eyes and head.
I don't want to eat anyone's whole body.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Okay. Well, we've run out of time.
This has been fun.
This is great. This is
best
a good
wedding ever.
Great wedding recap.
Now you're all caught up. Yep.
All right. Well,
wait, hold on. I do have to say, Lex, you were an amazing efficient.
I was.
You
we
did
loved you.
An incredible
was
job.
Was it okay? Because I blacked out.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And like it was
I
everything.
Was steady.
You were steady.
I didn't seem nervous.
No, you were there. I should remind you, you were there.
I was there. Okay.
But I feel like you said all the things that only like someone like you could have said.
Aww,
for
it was
us.
Really sweet.
So
love you guys.
Thank
perfect.
You for doing that.
Well, my lady.
Ah.
My lord.
My lord.
My lord. We're doing it.
We did it.
Yeah. We did it.
Married.
We're married.
We're married.
Cheers.
All right. We'll see you next week,
next
bitches.
Next week.
Later.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.